man, I've been looking for my drink. I finally found it. It was outside. I don't know why I left it outside, but I have it now. Let me just get a quick little sip. Very good. What is this today? Today is the 19th or 18th episode? Oh, I'm doing laundry again. So there's no surprise there. What was it? I think it's like the 19th or 18th. I'll figure it out later. Let's just get into it.
It's morning vibes. It's time for morning rants with your host, Superman Dan. It's morning vibes with Superman Dan.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. I am your host, as always, Superman Dan. Of course I am. That's why you're here. If not, I mean, why else would you be here if it wasn't to listen to this beautiful melodic voice of mine, right? So here's the thing. I'm coming down to the end here, as we've discussed a couple of times. And it's not goodbye. It's just a season break, okay? It's just going to be a season break. I'll be back. I'm just going to take this time and start working on my other podcast, which will be for wedding content and wedding stories and stuff like that. And I'll probably talk to like different people, like different vendors, different people who are in the industry, like DJs or photographers, maybe some florists, who knows, you know, other videographers, other, you know, wedding filmmakers. You know, I'll spread my wings. I'll just talk to people and get some of their stories. And maybe I can even do that like that hot wings challenge with them. I'll have like a truth or dab to either you either answer the question or you have to take a wing. I think that's more fun, you know, the truth or dab. I'll have like three or four different wings, maybe five. Let's do five wings. And you gotta, it's either truth or dab. You either gotta tell the truth or you gotta take a wing. Yes, I stole that idea also. Whatever. Shout out to the place that I stole it from. I just went blank on what it is called. It's Hot Ones. Whew. Man, shout out to Hot Ones. Shout out to Chris. Man, I can't even remember what it was called. I stole it so long ago, and I probably think it's mine. So, first of all, yes, how are you guys doing? I mean, are you guys coping with the fact that I'm going to be gone for a little bit for the season ender, that which is coming up? Are you coping that I'm going to, be working on another podcast? I don't know do you feel like I'm cheating on you? Because I'm not. I'm not cheating on you guys. It's just another part of me that I just want to, you know, explore. Feel free to come over and listen to it. I'll tell you more about that on the last podcast. I'll direct you on where to go for all of that. I want to thank a lot of you. I want to thank all of you, because there's a lot of you, is what I'm trying to say. There's a lot of you that I want to thank, because, you know, you guys have helped this podcast grow, and I appreciate it. Shout out to Australia, you know, for many reasons. A, you guys are going through some shit right now over there. B, a lot of you listen from Australia, apparently, according to my demographics here. And C, I got friends over there. So, you know, shout out to Australia. And I don't have coffee today. I'm having a nice drink because it's after I just DJed. Wow. I haven't DJed a wedding in forever. I just finished a wedding. I just filmed a wedding, and I'm home now. Was it good? Yeah, I mean, it was alright. It was fine. I mean, nothing really to write home about. They had a good time. They were great people. A lot of dancing. Met a new photographer again tonight that I haven't worked with before. She was great. It was a blast, you know. As far as, I mean, It was weird because at the ceremony we had to wear masks, and we haven't had to wear masks in a long time. And I feel like it's just, I feel like everyone's over it, A. And B, I feel like I don't get the rule of everyone has to wear masks except for the wedding party. I mean, and it was a big wedding party, so I mean, what's the point? Right? What's the point? Who knows? I think it's virtue signaling. Look at how safe we are. Look how smart we're being over here. That's what I feel like. Amongst other things. What else is going on? So I finished that wedding. I got a wedding tomorrow down in Dearborn, or downriver as we like to say here. And then after that wedding, I'm actually going to go farther south into Ohio. I got a room there. What I'm doing in Ohio is I am helping out a friend on Sunday film his very first wedding. Now, this is somebody that I've been training for a little bit here and there. I would say, you know, a handful of times. And I've even, you know, had him shoot with me a couple of times. I've even had him at the office to where we've gone over specific things. So he's come along, but this will be his first wedding, you know, of his own. So I agreed to help him for like a couple of hours in the morning, like four hours in the morning, and he's going to help me in return. He's going to help me later in the year and film like for 4 hours for me, because the wedding that I'm talking about, he's going to help me out with. Their package that they got, the collection that they got, doesn't include, you know, two filmmakers. It was an older package, and it's for a friend, and blah, blah, blah. So he's going to come out and help, because I'm going to help him tomorrow. So it works out, right? I hope all that made sense. It made sense in my head. So that's what's going to happen Sunday. And after that, so I start around noon on Sunday. Tomorrow, Saturday, is going to be a full wedding. It's going to be, I start at 11, I think, and I go all the way until 9:30. Usually I go until 10:30, but tomorrow I guess I'm getting out early, so I get out at 9:30. And then he's actually my second shooter tomorrow. And so when we're done, we're actually going to leave there and go down to, he's from Ohio, so we're going to go down to someplace in Toledo, I guess, and get a couple of drinks. And then I'm going to go check into my hotel. I'm going to wake up early in the morning. I'm going to go over and start at noon on Sunday and go to about 4 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, I have a photo shoot that I'm doing about a half hour, 45 minutes from there. So it works out. If I didn't go and get a hotel room, people, it would have been a long drive back and forth, and it's a lot of driving. So I feel like, you know, just get a hotel, bite the bullet, which I did. So that's what's going on this weekend. Cool. This past weekend, I took, I had to work Sunday. I had a wedding, but unfortunately, the bride and groom had to cancel, and due to COVID, I guess the bride or the groom, I think it was the bride, she was in the hospital. So I hope, you know, she's all right, of course. So I had that Sunday off. So I decided last Friday, I was talking with a friend of mine. I was like, hey, you want to, because he's also a Dallas Cowboy fan, just like myself. I was like, hey, you want to fly out to Dallas? And he kind of thought about it. So we flew out to Dallas on Sunday. So after my wedding Saturday, went to bed, got up real early because we had to be at the airport. I think our flight was at 8:30. I think we were boarding at 8. So we had to be there early, obviously like 2 hours ahead of time. But you know your boy. I just go through TSA and I go through it really quick. flew out to Dallas. Had a great time. We went straight from the airport to the stadium, and we parked in a place we weren't supposed to park in. It was for like VIP members or like people who have RVs or people who are tailgating, something like that. But you know, I'm out of town. I don't know where I'm supposed to go. So I kept pulling in, and the guy said, "Can I see your badge?" And I was like, and at this point, I've got tons of people behind me, right? And I'm like, "Oh, sir, I'm sorry. I was just following the line. I thought this is a place to park. We're from out of town. We just flew here." He's like, he kind of rolled his eyes, and he's like, "Go ahead. You, that out of town thing saved you." So I'm going to use the out of town thing more often than not now, I think. So we parked in a really cool place. Convenient place, not cool place, a convenient place. It was hot that day. We went to the game. Of course, my Cowboys won. We played the Panthers. We beat them. They didn't have McCaffrey, but whatever. We're still the Cowboys. We still them boys. And I showed them around. After the game, I think it was that day, because we went and we checked in, obviously. Oh no, it was the next day. Okay, that's fine. So that night we went over, because I used to live in Arlington. I say live in quotation marks. I didn't really live. Well, I lived there for 3 months because a friend of mine lived out there for years, and I went out there for the summer. So, and I lived with them. So I lived in Arlington. So while I was there, this past time, I went and visited a friend of mine who works at the old bar that I had met him at, and which was pretty cool because he was still there. It's a different bar name now, but we went to a place called Bar Louie. It used to be Blackfin, but now it's Bar Louie. So we went to Bar Louie. We visited him. We watched the Patriots and Tampa Bay Buccaneers game, and obviously the Bucks won. This is obviously what happened. And we hung out with Alan. Shout out to Alan. I appreciate the hookup that you gave us. And then we went over, got a drink at another bar, and then we went back home to the Airbnb. The Airbnb was as advertised, and by that, they said in the advertisement that it's not in the best area. In the bathroom, the reason that the tub is orange-ish is because there's an air conditioning vent that leaks onto it. What else did they say? They said some other stuff. Oh, there might be a smell. There might be weed smoke in the air. Anyway, they had a bunch of in the description. They said a bunch of negative things, but I mean, it was nice inside. I mean, it was, other than those things, they were accurate. And they said if you're a person who nitpicks, we're not the place for you. It was cool. I don't care. I didn't nitpick it. I knew exactly what I was getting. We knew exactly what we were getting ourselves into. We went. It was fine. It was cheap. It was 2 miles from the stadium, and it was fine. I rented a car. What else happened? The next day, Monday would have been, because we were flying out on Monday. Monday, we got up early, and since we had to check out of the place by 11, and we had to be, I had to bring the car back by 1, we left around 10 o'clock. Oh, also when I was out there, I drove over to my old place where I used to live. It was pretty cool to see, you know. It's been years since I've been back there, but it was pretty cool to see the old place. So, fast forward. In the morning on Monday, I took him to my buddy downtown Dallas. He just thought we were sightseeing and bullshit. And we get out of the car and we're walking around. And he goes, "So where are we going?" I go, "I just wanted to, you know, show you some places." He goes, "Okay." So then all of a sudden I point to the street where there is an X on the ground. And he goes, I go, see that right there? And he goes, yeah. I go, that's where Kennedy got shot. So I took him to Dealey Plaza, and I showed him the place where Kennedy was assassinated. He said he felt weird about it. I get it. I get why you feel weird, but it's history. It's history. It's interesting to me. I love history, man. And so I showed him where the school book depository was, and where Lee Harvey Oswald was stationed, or not stationed, but perched. And I showed him the grassy knoll. I showed him a bunch of stuff. It was pretty cool. Then I went over. We drove over to where Lee Harvey Oswald used to live. And yeah, I mean, it was a good time. It was fun. I like history. And that was Sunday. Then I took him to a place called Ojos Locos. Shout out to Ojos Locos. Crazy eyes. It is like a restaurant that is half between a strip club and Hooters. Yeah. So if you could picture that, picture it. So we went there. We had lunch. He was pissed that I took him there because he didn't want to leave. And he wasn't pissed because of the scenery. He was just pissed because I had waited that long to take him there. And after that, we went to the airport. I got on. I took him to. I blessed him with a little Sky Club. And then after the Sky Club, we got on the plane. We flew back home. I got upgraded to Delta Comfort. You know, it's a rough life. But one funny thing is, I like to, I'll go up, because I'm on a, like, an upgrade list all the time because of my status with Delta. So, I saw where I was on the list, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to make the upgrade. So I went up to the gate attendant, and this is what I usually do all the time because it's fun for me, and they think it's funny, I don't know. But I go up to them, I go, hey, I just want to let you know, I am a huge fan of Delta. I love everything you guys are doing here. And they're usually like, uh-huh, what's up? And I'm like, because I'm such a huge fan, if you guys need to, like, you know, distribute the weight, you know, of the plane differently, and you need to move me up, I'm there for you guys, because I'm such a huge friend, a huge fan. So a lot of times they kind of giggle or whatever, they're like, let me look, and they look, and they'll move me up. So if I don't get, you know, upgraded automatically, I'll do that line. And usually it works. I would say 8 or 9 times out of 10 it works. It's fun. It's late. I'm waiting for my clothes to dry. I guess I really need to wait for them, but I'm waiting for some batteries to charge. I got another day tomorrow. I probably should go to bed. Unless you probably finish my drink, go brush my teeth, say my prayers, and go to bed. So that's what I'm going to do. That was my weekend. And this week I booked 2 more weddings, 2 big weddings. And so I booked 2 more weddings. And it's in, one's in June and one's in February. So, Any of them in February is great, because that's usually my slow months anyway. Oh, and I booked a flight. November 7th, I am flying out to L.A. My cousin and I were going to go to L.A. We're going to go and see the Rams game. I have to have either a negative COVID test for, it has to be within 72 hours, or I have to have a proof of vaccine. So that's what I'm going to go do. Negative COVID test, and I'm gonna go in there. We're gonna see the game, and then November 8th, My cousin has to fly out to Chicago, and I'm flying into Tampa. I'm going to fly into Tampa. I'm going to stay with my friends. It's going to be, I'm going to start vlogging. I'm going to vlog that trip. I got to say it to myself, you know, a couple times pretty fast so I can remember. So I'm going to vlog that trip, and then I'm going to stay there for a couple of days and fly back home on the 11th. Yeah, so make sure you check out my Instagram at xsupermandan. I will put the vlog there, and maybe I'll even put it on my Morning Vibes Superman Dan as well. I probably should put it there too. So it's at Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. That is at Morning Vibes with Superman Dan. That's all I got for you this week, guys. I mean, I'm trying to keep it more precise because I know I've mastered the art of talk about nothing. This is a good drink. All right, I'm going to go to bed. Once again, I appreciate you guys listening. I will see, hear, talk to you guys next week. And yeah, shout out to Australia. Bye. It's Morning Vibes with Sue.